Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And this is something, I don't always like to do things this way, but there's something that I'm going to tell Jody now that I was going to tell her at home.
Oh, I love it when you do this.
But she doesn't know before now.
I love a surprise, as long as it's good.
Well, yeah, because I have the safety net of Sam here to, you know.
I need to get my popcorn and my drink and
so
get ready for
strategic.
This show.
Okay.
Is this bad news or good news?
No, it's good.
You would never drop bad news in front of everybody.
I'm just being honest about something that I'm sure a lot of people, you know, experience, you know, which is the whole impulse buy thing. And, you know, as hard as I try to resist the impulse buy, I'm not always very good at this. So I just want to let you know about something that's going to be showing up at the house.
Okay.
I think tomorrow afternoon.
Among all of our... Let's curb our spending discussions we've been having since girls are in college
there's that. You're right. So, you know, this past weekend when you and I went away,
we did.
There were a number of different things that we enjoyed over the weekend. And one of those was the really fast, easy wake up cup of espresso.
Oh, I know. Oh, why? Lord. You bought an espresso machine.
Well, not
I
just...
was going to get that for our anniversary.
Oh.
Because we were both just gaga for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Then you should both be happy.
Well, this
something
we can...
you both wanted.
I can't surprise him now.
You
are the most difficult person to surprise.
I know. Well, I had no idea.
You buy whatever you want.
I had no idea you were going to do that. Well, but you know what? There are different types of instant espresso makers. You got to be careful about, you know.
So you did your homework after five minutes?
I did. I did, you know, I bought the most economical of all of them.
So,
okay. That's unusual.
I know. Well,
I want all the bells and whistles.
Thanks for getting in on it, Sam.
Is this Nespresso?
Nespresso.
Or is it,
That's what we had.
So I don't know.
The cup said Nespresso.
Yeah, it is. So Nespresso is the K-cup version of espresso. I honestly did not know that. I knew that the pods were in hotels, but hotels always get special packaging on things. And years ago, Jody and I bought, you know, just a very basic espresso maker. Remember that?
Right. Oh, I remember.
It was a Mr. Coffee espresso maker.
Yeah.
And it had.
We knew it wasn't legit.
All you had to say was Mr. Coffee.
Right, exactly.
Hey, it did some good stuff.
And it lasted a long time. I mean, the little thing that you put and you have to latch into place real hard.
There's
a
real name for that
thing. Tamp it, you know, down is what they call it with a tamper.
Oh, so it's like fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it was a $30 espresso maker or whatever.
Man, we used to press those grounds down.
Yeah, so and make coffee with it. And I really enjoyed that, but it became very difficult to maintain. It got dirty easy and stuff like that, so it got kind of gross.
Where is it today?
We don't have it anymore. We haven't had it in a long time.
Probably in a landfill.
But when I was researching these, so...
it's been donated somewhere.
Yeah, I hope it's not in the landfill. We probably donated it. I don't think I threw it away. The thing about these instant espresso makers, that as I learned, and I figured I would share this along, is the original one made by Nespresso is the one little pods. They're so tiny.
They're
looking
really
little
tiny. Yeah,
yeah, and
they're like thimbles.
And they're right, exactly. That's exactly what they look like, a thimble, and they are aluminum casing. And so once Nespresso started to make those, it was not proprietary technology. So every coffee company, Lavazza, others, started to make the third-party pods, which makes it economical.
Just
because
like the K-Cup.
Right, exactly. There's competition. Once there's competition, pricing gets a little bit better. Well, the reason I didn't buy the newest Nespresso machine was because the new versions have a proprietary technology that only Nespresso makes. It's got barcodes. You can't, you know, if you don't buy it from them, then you don't have it. And that can get pricey. And whatever this new technology is supposed to make a frothier, more, you know, creamy espresso, and it can do it in larger, like 8-ounce cups of espresso. I mean, I think you'd be bouncing off the walls with 8 ounces. But anyway.
No way. Yeah.
I didn't go that route, even though that's a smaller unit. There's a lot of benefits to it, but and the unit itself is actually about the same price as the maker that accepts all of the pods. Mm-hmm. The difference is in the pods, which is where your cost is going to come in, right?
Got it.
So, so this one comes with 12 complimentary pods.
And, oh, come you know, over this weekend. Oh, that's right. Sam, you're traveling. Okay.
And apparently, if I'm remembering correctly, I think you can do double espresso with it, too. You can put two pods in at once if you want.
And that'll be you. I'm excited then. Here's what's up. It really was fabulous to have. I think it was also the setting. You understand?
You know, it probably was.
The bed was so comfortable. Really, I woke up and Murphy had made it for me and brought it to me. I mean, if you're going to bring it to me in bed, you know, on the weekends, awesome. But, I'm excited to have it. I just hope that it can live up. That was a good cup of espresso.
And I also need to read. I need to go back and read the fine print to see that if we don't like it, can we return it? You can probably return it when you haven't used it, but no. I'm guessing once you've passed a few pods through it, you might not be able to.
We're probably going to like it. We are coffee people. We have a huge coffee maker. We have a K-cup. We have the French press, which is a really cool way to have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you can kind of taste the oil, and I don't mean an oily cup, but it tastes different when you drink it from a French press.
Yeah.
I think
George Clooney was the spokesperson for Nespresso.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
he might still
right.
be. He does the commercials for him, I believe.
Yeah. That's buttery.
Yeah, I read something about that. Yeah, he actually is the one that kind of kicked them into the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that, because when I was researching it, it did say that George Clooney's ads were the ones that really caused their sales to go through the roof.
Of course, that's cool.
I know they used to sell them at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
God
not
rest
now.
Their soul.
So it's not, yeah, right. So it's not, I mean, it sounds fancy schmancy, but it's no, long term, it's cheaper than hitting coffee houses and paying
it
what
is.
You pay per cup and, you know, and all of that. And
that's cool.
And I really do.
I get the little cups then.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. excuse me, we used to have those, but you know, for me, since I don't drink alcohol, you know, coffee, it really is my thing. If there's something I indulge in and really enjoy,
it's true.
I love strong coffee. I wish I could drink it all day long, but so that's why it's kind of it's just a personal indulgence. But you're right. I forgot about the French press thing, which is, you know, you can buy one of those for $20.
Awesome.
And have you ever made coffee that way, Sam? I know you're not a huge coffee person.
That's so good.
I would say that's probably the oldest of old school ways to make coffee, because when you put the grounds in the bottom of the pot, you just simply pour boiling water into it, and you push the press slowly all the way to the bottom to where the grounds go to the bottom, and you let it sit for 5 minutes, six, something like that minutes, and it's a totally different rich flavor than anything else, because the paper filters that get used in a coffee maker, they remove some of the oils that cause the flavoring.
Oh.
So
you have a cup like that, you only need one cup.
Yeah.
And it's delicious and nothing else can live up.
Right.
That's what we have found. So we'll see how the espresso maker works.
So we'll try
so
and
it's
see.
Coming I mean, this weekend?
Actually, it's going to arrive tomorrow.
Oh, whoa.
So
holiday weekend, you'll be all espressoed up.
Yeah.
Now I've
drinking coffee and a whole lot of yard work.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.